with Aaron Burmeister, and we're now in Cripple, and you were first to Cripple yesterday, and you won some $3,000 worth of gold nuggets, and yeah, you must have had a great run.
It was probably the toughest run of my life, actually, to this point in the race, running the dogs. It's been, I was shocked to be here first. I was shocked to, and I stopped and I camped out there with them, and I passed Sunny and Jeff out there, and I just, I was amazed to be here first. I figured they'd catch me back and pass me. I spent so much time crashing and on the side of the trail in places with no excuse to crash, but I can't hardly drive the sled. It's been a little challenging to keep it on the trail when we have side hills or glaciers to cross. It's easier just for me to tip the sled over and sit on it on its side so that I don't fall down and bang again, you know. So it's been a challenge, but the dog team has certainly made up for it. They know that I'm handicapped back here, and they driving them has been such a pleasure. Now when I tip over or slide off the trail, the dogs will actually just stop immediately and wait for me to upright the sled, which usually takes me a while because I'm doing it with one leg and then sitting on it, and then I'll tell them all right, and they'll just pull me right out of the snowbank and back onto the trail again. But the team is phenomenal. I mean, without a team like these guys, and with them knowing the dogs so well, there's no way I could even still be racing. It's just they've been making up for my weaknesses, and when we're traveling, they just rock and roll. And when we get to a really tight section now, I just tell them easy, and they'll walk me through it to make it easier for me to stay on the runners. So they've been just amazing to drive. And my chores, Jeff came in last night 45 minutes behind me, and I was still halfway through my routine. Usually I'm done with the whole routine, dog's booted, I'm in bed in 45 minutes. Right now it's taking me an hour and a half, 2 hours, just because I can't really walk straight. And but we're getting there. It's just I give credit to the dogs. It's an amazing dog team.
And that says a lot for the relationship that you have with these animals, and the trust they have in you and the trust you have in them. It really is. I mean, I'm struck with the idea that, or the fact, I guess, that this is really a team effort, and you guys are really one moving down the trail, listening to the way they know what's going on, and they know something's up with the guy on the sled.
It is. It's amazing to me. You know, it kind of brings me to tears just talking about it, because it is a team effort. There's no way I could do it without them. And the way that they've been taking care of me is just awesome. Mm-hmm. And being able to have that additional control has been really special.
Now, there's, I'm sure, a lot of rumors going around about what's going on with your leg. And I'm glad we can take this moment in Cripple during your 24-hour layover to get things straight and to hear exactly what's going on. You're limping, you're moving pretty slowly, but you're able to get the job done, it seems.
I thank the clinic there in McGrath for sending someone to Nikolai to look at it when I was there and bring a bunch of different braces that would help fit it. Problem was, and this is the PA's opinion there, that it's a triple tear or triple, whatever you call it, the MCL, ACL, and the meniscus, because without the bracing, without anything, it flops one side or the other. I can put weight on it straight up and down, but I can't angle, I can't lean, I can't step sideways, I can't do anything. If the snow gives way under my foot, I'm on my face. It just gives out. The brace is helping me hold it together and makes it possible just to stand up and be able to walk or limp along. And then Dr. Galley looked at it here in Cripple last night and kind of confirmed it seems to be the same thing. Mm-hmm. I've had it iced all night while I was sleeping trying to bring the swelling down. It doesn't look very pretty, but and it's, I can't even describe, it's pretty incredibly painful. Mm-hmm. But when I'm on the trail and moving, I've got so many other things distracting me from that pain. It's been good.
So what keeps you going? You know, a lot of people would say, I tore all three major things in my knee. I am out of this race. It's too hard. It's too painful. What keeps you going then down the trail?
It's a good question, because I've been thinking the same thing, you know, quite a bit. And for me to run the Iditarod today with a family is really challenging. With a full-time job, even more challenging. And I'm the lucky guy that gets to stand behind these dogs during the race and get train them pretty much from December on. Without the help of a crew at home with Tony and Marion and Seth, making it possible for me to keep a job and work and be out here doing this. They're part of a team. It's not just me chasing my own selfish dreams. It's everybody working together, taking pride in this team. And all winter long, seeing my son and daughter and wife one or maybe 2 days a week, because daddy's got to go train the dogs for 5 day stretches at a time. It makes a really tough lifestyle to do what we're doing to be able to continue to race. I've got a 5-year-old son, and Hunter looks up to daddy as the biggest hero in the world. And he says to me every time that I'm getting ready to leave, while he's still in tears, Dad, it's okay. I know you're going to win this year. And I'm not going to go home and not make it to the finish line, because I don't know what my son would be pretty disappointed.
So that fuels you each time you get up to feed your dogs and get that leg off the bunk bed. You think about Hunter then and seeing him at the finish line, it sounds like.
Absolutely. Being able to see the family, being able to make my son proud, and just the team effort of everybody working together. PK back at the office, keeping things going at the business while I'm off training dogs, and everybody working together to make it possible. And yeah. It's not that as long as I feel I can safely go without putting myself or the dogs in serious danger, then I'm going to continue on. And right now, certainly I'm the weak link, but the dogs are making up for it, and I can continue on. It might take me a little longer, might take, you know, a lot more effort and a lot more work, but I'm going to continue doing the best I can and keep these guys... keep the dogs happy, and they certainly are feeling good
and doing what they love.
They're loving every minute of it, and they're just going crazy. You should have seen them a few hours ago when I fed them. They were up there. I woke up everybody in the camp at 3 a.m. They were screaming and barking. My gang line was bouncing back and forth. They tore the whole area up, pulled the hooks, and that was just 8 hours after getting here. I was amazed. I'd never seen a dog team do that on a 24-hour layover, and they were just, I think, happy to see me.
Yeah. Well, great. Thanks, Aaron. I know a lot of people are thinking about you back in Nome, and I know you have friends all over the coast, all through the coast there. So people are definitely thinking about you, and it's great to hear that you're doing okay.
No, thanks. I sure appreciate it. And I'm coming home, so I'll see you guys all in a few days. We're just kind of taking our time getting there. And again, it was just amazing to myself, being the first team to cripple with all the trials and tribulations. And every run that I've on takes me probably an hour and longer than it should, just because I've spent so much time tipped over around a tree or crashed. And so it's certainly been challenging. I've got some bangs and bruises, but we're going to get there.
Great. Aaron Burmeister in Cripple, and reporting in Cripple, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.